Alexandra DiTrolio. Archbishop Ivan Jurkovic, the Vatican observer to UN agencies in Geneva, spoke out against fully automated and autonomous lethal weapon systems. Archbishop Jurkovic stated that they must be banned before they become a reality in wars of the future, and their development will change the, quote, nature of warfare, as well as put, quote, in question the humanity of our societies. He added that acting immediately against these kinds of weapons is needed in order to prevent an arms race and an increase in inequalities and instability. The Senate is voting later today on whether to end U.S. assistance for Saudi Arabia in the war in Yemen. Top officials in the Trump administration have asked senators to keep their support, with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis holding a closed-door briefing. However, some lawmakers are looking to end U.S. assistance as a punishment against Saudi Arabia for its role in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has stated that, quote, some kind of response was needed from the U.S., while the White House has warned they will veto a resolution that stops U.S. support in the war in Yemen. President Trump's former campaign manager Paul Manafort has denied reports that he secretly met with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange around March 2016. That was the same month that Manafort joined Trump's campaign and when Russian hackers started their attempts to get into the email accounts of Hillary Clinton's campaign. WikiLeaks is also denying that Manafort has ever met with Assange. In 2016, WikiLeaks published thousands of emails from Clinton's campaign that had been stolen from Russian hackers. The reports of a secret meeting come a day after prosecutors in the Russia investigation took back their plea deal with Manafort, accusing him of lying to them repeatedly. Bishop Robert Morlino of Madison, Wisconsin, has died at the age of 71. The bishop was in the midst of getting medical tests at St. Mary's Hospital when he suffered a, quote, cardiac event and did not recover. Monsignor James Bartillo, currently Vicar General, has been appointed to be the administrator of the diocese until a replacement for Bishop Morlino is named. Bishop Morlino had been a voice for increasing, quote, the number and quality of men ordained to the diocesan priesthood. Morlino was installed as the Bishop of Madison in 2003 and ordained 40 men to the priesthood during his time. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.